Blog Talk Radio.
Childhood friend Charles and Eddie on Soul Eye Records Radio. I wouldn't lie to you. Well, Eddie was my childhood friend. I mean, Charles was my childhood friend. And I, you know, Charles Both of them were my childhood friends, right? And grew up on my street, right on the same block. I mean, a young man, and we were in our neighborhood, were like, we were all family, and we were just very close. Everybody was really good, and what a blessing it was to know Charles. And he was just a beautiful young man, and he lost his life. With AIDS, and things get difficult, but he was just a vibrant young man, and he was definitely missed. He's been gone for probably about 4 or 5 years at least. Very talented brother, and it's like he was right up underneath me, right? So he was very young when we lost him, as we get older, that's just kind of life. We constantly, somebody's always, something's always going on. And so we just have to do our best to, trust God in it and be well with it. And so anyway, this is Wardell Potts Jr. And thank you guys so much for tuning in today on Solar Records Radio, where we're going to be talking about dementia and Alzheimer's disease. We'll have a guest, but this particular guest that I found, he is amazing. I mean, what he's saying is that he's talking about all different types of diseases and how, these things should be looked at in a different way. Most of the time when, we go to the doctor and they do an assessment on us, it's usually they say, this is what you have, and this doctor wants to say, that's just the result of what has been happening to your body, but you don't have to have that. We could actually work on a program to fix this. And I was just blown away because he's an optimistic. And so being an optimist, as a doctor, you have an optimist doctor is so good because most of the time they tell us what's wrong and they don't, and this is preventative medication and this is what you could take, to make you feel better, but it's not going to fix you. Whereas this doctor wants you to be fixed, and not have to deal with these diseases that are destroying our lives, taking away the quality of our lives, and in some cases, taking our lives. So I want you guys to just take a moment and really pay attention to this brother. He's heavy, and kind of listen to his story, I think you're going to enjoy this. So this whole month, we will be talking about dementia. So I want you guys to know that. And then next month, we'll talk about whatever it is, whatever. But last month, we talked about breast cancer awareness. So we want to just keep our friends and family and our listeners and the people that work here with us here at Solar Records Radio. We want all of us to be healthy. We want us to at least think about what we're going through and what we're doing. Because a lot of times, I just lost a friend today, and my friend that called me and told me that, he said that he had fluid on his lungs, and that's how he lost him today, because he had fluid on his lungs. I said, he had fluid on his lungs, and he died from having fluid on his lungs? I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand how that happens. He goes, well, what they found out was that he also had stage four cancer. And I go, well, okay, so stage four cancer, did he tell, did anybody know this? And she says, I mean, he said no. His wife said she didn't know anything about it. And so it's a possibility, and more than likely, you know, I mean, stage four cancer, if you have stage two cancer, you can feel it. So stage four cancer, you're definitely feeling it. And so if he didn't share that, you know, that's another sad reality that people do. They want to keep things to themselves and hoping that they just go away. And it that's not how it happens. And so many men are that way. And it's just so crazy that we're like that. I don't know what we think we're made out of, but the statistically is proven that our thinking, our thought process is not working out in our best interest. We're losing that battle. And so anyway, so I want you guys to listen to this doctor. He's really incredible. It's really important. And I hope that it's a blessing to you and that it will help you along the way. Same for me. And so when I heard it, I was like, whoa, this is good. And I started calling my friends immediately that I thought this would apply to. So kick back, relax, and thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Let's take a moment for our health, and we'll be right back.
I can make diseases disappear. To be more precise, I can make chronic diseases disappear. You see, chronic diseases are the long-term conditions like type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, depression, or even dementia. And there's 15 million people in England who have already been diagnosed with a chronic condition. So that means looking out amongst you now, there's probably about 250 people in here who have one of these long-term conditions. Just one of these alone, type 2 diabetes, is costing the UK £20 billion every single year. And I'm standing here before you saying, I can make these diseases disappear. See, I'm not a magician. I'm what the Americans call an MD. That's not a magical doctor. That's a medical doctor, or what I call a mere doctor. You see, the reason I can make diseases disappear is because diseases are just an illusion. Diseases are not real. In fact, diseases don't really exist, at least not in the way that we think they do. So 15 years ago, I qualified for medical school, and I was ready. I was full of enthusiasm, full of passion, ready to go out and help people. But I always felt that there was something missing. I started off as a specialist. I moved from being a specialist to becoming a generalist or a GP. And I always got this nagging sense that I was just managing disease or simply suppressing people's symptoms. And then just 5.5 years ago came the turning point for me. You see, 5.5 years ago, my son nearly died. My wife and I, we were on holiday in France and with our little baby boy, and she called out to me, said he's not moving. So I rushed there, and he was lifeless. I thought he was choking. So I picked him up. I tried to clear his airway. Nothing happened, and I froze. See, she called out to me. My wife said, come on, we've got to get to hospital. So we rushed there, and we were worried because when we got there, he still wasn't moving. The doctors were worried because they didn't know what was happening. That night he had 2 lumbar punctures because they thought he might have meningitis. And he stayed in a foreign hospital for 3 days. And what actually transpired was my son had a low level of calcium in his blood that was caused by a low level of vitamin D. My son nearly died from a preventable vitamin deficiency. And his father, a doctor, knew nothing about it. You see, as a parent, that is a harrowing experience. That never leaves you. But I was a doctor. I was his dad. And the guilt that stayed with me and is still here today, that changes you. So I started reading. I started reading about this vitamin deficiency. And as I started reading, I started to learn a lot of science. A lot of science that I did not learn at medical school. A lot of science that I thought, hey, this makes a lot of sense to me. So I started applying this science. I started applying it, first of all, with my son. And I saw the amazing benefits. So then I started applying it with my patients. And do you know what happened? People started getting better. Really better. See, I learned how to resolve the root cause of their problems rather than simply suppressing their symptoms. Just over a year ago, I had the opportunity to make a series of documentaries for BBC One where I got to showcase this style of medicine. So I'm going to tell you about one of the patients, a 35-year-old, Dottie. Lovely, lovely lady, but she was struggling with her health. Weight problems, joint problems, sleep problems. See, despite Dottie's best efforts, Dottie was unable to make any sustainable changes. So I went into Dottie's house, and in the first week I did some blood tests, and I diagnosed her with type 2 diabetes. 6 weeks later, when I left Dottie's house, she no longer had type 2 diabetes. You see, her disease had disappeared. So health exists on a continuum, okay? At the top right, we've got disease. And at the bottom left, we've got optimal health. And we are always moving up and down that continuum. Take Christmas, New Year, for example, right? We drink too much, we eat too much, we stay up late. We probably start to move up that curve. But if we recalibrate in January and February, to move back down it again. We get involved in medicine and give you a diagnosis of a chronic disease here. But things have been starting to go wrong back here. See, when I met Dottie, she was up here. She had a disease. You see, you can think of it a little bit like a fire that's been burning in Dottie's body for years. It's getting bigger, it's getting bigger, so it's finally raging out of control. At that point, I can say, hey, doctor, you have a disease. And I told her that, you do have a disease. But what caused it in the first place? So the thing we have to understand is that acute disease and chronic disease are two different things. Acute disease is something we're pretty good at as doctors. We're good at this. It's quite simple, okay? You have something like a pneumonia. That's a severe lung infection. So in your lung, you have the overgrowth of some bugs, typically a bacteria. We identify the bacteria. We give you a treatment, typically an antibiotic, and it kills the bacteria. The bacteria dies, and hey presto, you no longer have your pneumonia. The problem is we apply that same thinking to chronic disease, and it simply doesn't work because chronic disease doesn't just happen. You don't just wake up with chronic disease one day, and there's many different causes of chronic disease. By the time we give you that diagnosis, things have been going wrong for a long, long time. So when I met Dottie, and she had her diagnosis, her blood sugar was out of control, right? Because that's what people say. Many people say that type 2 diabetes is a blood sugar problem. But they're missing the point. There is a problem with blood sugar in type 2 diabetes. But type 2 diabetes is not a blood sugar problem. The blood sugar is the symptom, it's not the cause. If we only treat symptoms, we'll never get rid of the disease. So when I met Dottie, I said, Dottie, you've got a problem with your blood sugar. Dottie, for the last few years, your body is becoming more and more intolerant to certain foods. At the moment, Dottie, your body does not tolerate refined or processed carbs or sugar at all. So you've got to cut them out. So what does that do? Well, it starts putting fuel on Dottie's raging fire. But then we've got to work out, well, what started the fire in the first place? And what was the fuel that caused it to burn for so long? In most cases of type 2 diabetes, this is something called insulin resistance. Now, insulin is a very important hormone, and one of its key functions is to keep your blood sugar tightly controlled in your body. So, let's say you're at the bottom left in optimal health, like all of us in here, and you have a breakfast of, say, a sugary bowl of cereal. What happens is your blood sugar goes up, but your body releases a little bit of insulin, and it comes back down to normal. As you move up that curve, you are becoming more and more insulin resistant. That means you need more and more insulin to do the same job. And for all those years, before you get anywhere near a diagnosis, that raised level of insulin is causing you a lot of problems. You could think of it a little bit like alcohol. The very first time you have a drink, what happens? So you have a glass of wine, one or two sips, maybe half a glass. You feel tipsy. You feel a little bit drunk. And as you become a more seasoned and accustomed drinker, you need more and more alcohol to have the same effect. So that's what's going on with insulin. You need more and more insulin to have the same effect, but that insulin itself is problematic. And when the insulin can no longer keep your sugar under control, at that point, we say, oh, you've got a disease. At that point, you have type 2 diabetes. So what causes this insulin resistance that then causes type 2 diabetes? Well, there's many different things. It could be your diet. It could be that your diet for the last 10 years has been full of processed junk food. That could be a cause. But what if it's something else? What if it's the fact that you are chronically stressed? Work stress, emotional stress, perceived stress. For me, just seeing my email inbox sometimes, that's a stress. See, that raises levels of cortisol in your body. And cortisol, when it's up, raises your sugar, which causes insulin resistance. What if it's something else? What if it's the fact that you have been sleep deprived because you are a shift worker? See, in some people, one night's sleep deprivation can give you as much insulin resistance as 6 months on a junk food diet. What if it's the fact that as you're getting older, you're losing muscle mass? That causes insulin resistance. Or what if it's something to do with something we call your microbiome? See, inside our body, we have trillions of bugs living there. And the balance of those bugs is critical for our overall health. If you have a disruption to that balance, you can get the overgrowth of certain bacteria. And on their jacket, these bacteria have something called lipopolysaccharide, or LPS. And what that does is when it gets in your blood, it causes insulin resistance. You see, the problem is there are many different causes of insulin resistance. And if we don't address the causes for that particular patient, we will never get rid of the disease. That's what I did with Dottie, and that's why 6 weeks after I met her, she no longer had a disease. What about something else, completely unrelated? What about depression? You see, 1 in 5 people are going to get depression at some point in their lives. So what is depression? There's no blood test for depression. There's no scan. Depression. Depression is simply the name that we give to a collection of symptoms. But what causes the depression? Well, we know that many cases of depression are associated with something called inflammation. Now, this isn't the same inflammation as if you trip up, you sprain your ankle, it gets red, it gets swollen, it gets hot for a few days. But this is entirely different. This is chronic inflammation. This happens when your body thinks it is under constant attack. Now, King's College London, 3 weeks ago, published a study on this. This is current, up-to-date stuff. Patients with depression, if they had high levels of inflammation in their body, they did not respond to antidepressants. If you take a step back, it sort of makes sense, doesn't it? Because an antidepressant is designed to raise the level of a chemical in your brain. But what if the cause of your depression is actually coming from your body and the inflammation that's in your body? Surely it makes more sense to address that. See, what causes this inflammation? Well, your diet plays a part in that. Your stress levels play a part. Chronic sleep deprivation. Physical inactivity. A lack of exposure to the sun, which gives you vitamin D. Disruptions in the gut microbiome. See, there are many different things. If we do not address the cause, we'll never get rid of diseases. Diseases are the symptom. What about something else? What about Alzheimer's disease? See, we're all living longer, aren't we? But we're scared. We're scared that as we live longer and as we live older, we may have to live with the devastating consequences of things like Alzheimer's. I'm sure many of us in here have experienced that ourselves, with our family. It's a heart-wrenching condition. And we, the doctors, we're scrambling around, aren't we, trying to find the cure? Well, there's a professor in San Francisco, Professor Bredesen, who's actually demonstrating that you can cure dementia. He's showing that you can reverse cognitive decline in his patients with dementia. And how is he doing that? Well, one thing he's not doing is he's not saying, well, all these patients in my office have got dementia, Alzheimer's disease. What is the cure? No, he's going the other way. He's saying, with all these patients, let's say 10 patients in my office, he is trying to work out what have been the triggers for the last 20 years that have ended up with this patient expressing themselves as dementia. And he identifies them and he corrects every single one of them. And when he does that, guess what's happening? They are reversing their symptoms. They are no longer being classified as having dementia. It's a brand new way of looking at disease. It's looking at what is causing this disease in this individual patient. It's totally different. So what factors is he looking at? Well, he's looking at their diet. He's looking at their stress levels, their sleep quality, their physical activity levels, their exposure to environmental toxins, etc., etc., etc. Is this starting to sound a little bit familiar? See, what if all these seemingly separate diseases actually at their core share common root causes? See, we need to update our thinking. Our genetics are not our destiny. Our genes load the gun, but it's our environment that pulls the trigger. All these factors here, these are the factors that basically interact with your genes and determine how your genes are expressed, whether you are in optimal health, whether you have a disease, or whether you are somewhere in between. Collectively, as a society, I genuinely believe we can do better, and we have to do better. Type 2 diabetes alone is costing us £20 billion a year. Just a 1% saving there would be £200 million. I think we can do way better than 1%. In the United States today, the new generation of kids that are born have a lower life expectancy than the generation before them. Is this evolution or is this devolution? You see, we need to evolve the way that we practice medicine. We need the medicine of etiology, not symptomatology. The medicine that asks why, not only tells you what. This is personalized medicine. This is precision medicine. This is progressive medicine. And actually, if you take a step back, this is preventative medicine in its purest form. We have got to stop applying 20th century thinking to 21st century problems. We need to take back control, empower ourselves, and re-educate ourselves away from our fear of disease and right back down the curve to optimal health. Because if we do, together, I genuinely believe that we can change not only our health, not only the health of our communities, but maybe, just maybe, we could start to change the health of the entire world. Thank you.
I mean, that for me is so heavy. I am, it's, you know, for some of us that may be ADD, we have a hard time sitting down listening to that. But for the ones that were able to sit through it, and get it, we need to be asking why and not what, not just what. Once we know what, then we should be asking why. Why is this happening to my body? And you know, they told me that, you know, I have high blood pressure because my mother has it. And so expect to have it and live with it for the rest of your life. But if I could find out why I have it outside of the fact that my mother had it, like what is it that's happening in my body that's causing this, then maybe I could fight that and do whatever it is to get rid of that so I don't have to live with this disease that ultimately can kill me. So I'm excited when I hear him say that, you know, that the doctor over in San Francisco have patients that have dementia and they're not dying from it. That they're actually getting away from it. That is such a blessing. So the overall talk was about, okay, so you diagnosed it, so how do we get rid of it? And a lot of doctors will just give you medication to fix the symptoms, but they don't give you the information to get rid of, to cure the problem. And it just is a vicious repeat over and over from one generation to the next. And the government makes tons of money and spends tons of money on this. And I'm not sure if that's okay with them or not. But I know the ones that are suffering, it's not okay. I'm definitely not okay with it. I have to remember to take my medication. If I don't, I go, oh man. And you know, you get stressed out. So it's kind of crazy being stuck on medication for the rest of your life. Don't you agree? But it is what it is for now. But I pray that, you know, we can find doctors, more doctors and hospitals that are looking to fix the problem as opposed to just putting a Band-Aid on it in the future. And I pray that that happens sooner than later for our sake. And so for all my friends that are suffering with this terrible disease of dementia, I just pray that, you know, that you don't have to be stuck with that for the rest of your life. And that, you know, they said that they're doctors that are talking about this certain foods and stuff like that. I think I'm going to bring that up again for you guys to next week, and we'll talk about the different types of foods that you can eat and, you know, nurture your body so that you don't have to go down that avenue of dementia. And so I will do my best. I've already heard it. I just got to remember. I think I sent it to myself, so I just need to go through my emails and make sure I have it right. And also I'm going to try to get a doctor on next week to talk about it a little bit more in detail so we could ask questions as well. All righty, so that does it for that part of the show. And I thought it was really important that we did that first. It's more important. And in music, we can just have a good time with it. But I just, you know, I want to work out a little bit. And so I'm more encouraged to work out a little bit because I need to take care of myself. And my doctor is the one that told me I need to. So I'm not just working out because I decided I'm going to work out. We had that conversation last week with Dr. Rick when he said that we need to make sure that we get, you know, if we're going to work out, we should go get a stress test first before we start working out to protect our hearts. Our brother, Don Fleming's on. What's up, Don? How you doing, bro?
Hey, what the hell? What's happening?
Man, just, you know, doing what we do. you know, looking out for our
neighbors.
Most
definitely.
Yes.
Most
How
definitely.
You been?
I love the. I'm good, man. I love the. I love the commentary and you know, you guys getting the chance to. I mean, it kind of it just expand our minds as far as our health and whatnot. And I think that's an amazing thing. So I was just for it. I was listening to it, man, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I saw you sitting there. And it was just, I wanted, you know, as many of my friends to hear this because, you know, I just lost another friend about an hour and a half ago. So.
Oh, man. You kidding me?
No, bass player. And, you know, life is real, man, and a lot's going on, and you know, death is real, and so we have to do our best to take care of ourselves, man, and you know, just try to, you know, we have to, especially as men, man. This is another brother that he ended up dying, and he had stage four cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you not know you have that? You know you have it. You're just not
mm-hmm.
sharing. You're not sharing it. You just, you know, his own wife didn't know. And so it's just so sad, man. And so I just want us to just kind of take health a little bit more serious and not wait until we're in our 50s and 60s. You know, start early, you know, you're taking care of yourself and
right.
doing, you know, eating healthy and, you know, so, but anyway, at this age, it's still not too late. We're still here. We still have an opportunity to fix ourselves. So let's start eating healthy. I just had a salad. I mean, my wife was probably going, what the? He's eating salad. She used to always have to beg me to eat them. Now I just randomly eat it. And now I'm going to start doing that more with fruits. Like, you know, Greg is very good at healthy eating. Astrid, she drinks teas, all these different teas and stuff all the time. And which I heard that green tea is really good for you. And black tea is really good for you. So I'm going to try to just do the right thing and be a little healthier in regards to what I take, what I eat, and how I do life, you know, so that I can enjoy it a little bit longer if so. You know, just because you're eating healthy don't mean you're going to be that nothing else can go wrong. But at least you're trying to do the right thing, and trying is the key word. You know, and so I that's what I'm going to do. That's where I am. So anyway, that's all. I just wanted to share. I'm glad you're here and you're listening. Fresh ginger roots and honey tea. All right, and and lemon. Really, really important. I talked to another friend. Actually, she's not a friend. She's just a lady I met, and but she was so friendly, and I was talking to her.
She's an Indian.
I said, you know, I understand Asian women outlive everybody on the planet. What's the deal there? And she was an Asian woman, and she goes, well, we eat a lot of what is it that she said? They eat a lot of. Man, I can't. It was just on the tip of my tongue and it ran away. But as soon as I think of it, I'll tell you. But it has to do with like roots. What is it? No. She didn't say. She said they eat a lot of. I'm so angry. But anyway, I'll tell you. I'm so sad that I dropped the ball on that one. But Gayla can't remember either. She was right standing next to me. But you know, they just do their best. They eat a lot of vegetables, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
She said, we eat a lot of vegetables. And then the other thing she said that I can't remember right now, but I'll scream it out as soon as I remember. And so, but yes, like fresh ginger is one of those things I believe she was talking about, and roots. I wonder, was it roots that she said? But anyway, so guys, let's just, you know, really, really try. Let's really try and not play with this thing, because this life thing is real serious. And when we're gone, we're gone. We're just gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's no like, Well, hold on, but let me talk to you real fast before you go. None of that. You're just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. Like, what do I do now? You're gone, especially if it's your mate, someone you love.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. I mean, that reality, right, man. That's you know, whew. That's serious. And sometimes we just do just to pay no attention. Then it happens. You know, we just go through life. You know, well, whatever. So whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then bam, like what? And a lot of times people go, oh, that happens to other people. But to other people, you are other people. And so it's a scary world. I mean, life, I think that if we do our best to take care of ourselves, we could be more comfortable in this journey together,
mm-hmm.
you know. You know, I just want to feel like I'm doing the right thing. If I feel like I'm doing the right thing, if I feel like I'm studying for my tests and I, you know, I'm doing everything, I think I got it because I've been studying. At least when I go take the test, I'm a little more confident. And when I'm more confident, then I'm more than likely going to pass this test. But if I don't, at least I know I tried. But if you don't do anything and you get there and you're just nervous and you're a mess, more than likely you're going to fail. And so I'd rather take the chances of more than likely I'm going to succeed. And that's exactly how I apply this to our health, my health, you know.
Mm.
Sometimes it's hard to get up and go work out. And all some people, I'm like, man, get out of here. I don't feel like doing that. Well, well, okay, you know, what's the alternative? Be unhealthy. Yeah. So anyway, you know, if anybody have any advice or anything that they want to share, you know, send us a message through Messenger or SolarRecordsRadio@gmail.com. I mean, yeah, at SolarRecordsRadio@gmail.com, and that will really help us, and we'll share, you know. I know we have friends that are fighting all kinds of different diseases, you know, and my phone is beeping like crazy now. I said something. Oh, man. And if you guys are writing on a Messenger, please capitalize because it's hard to see it right now. It says, I want to be healthy more than I want to, than I want the pizza. Yeah, exactly. I want to be healthy more than I want the pizza, you know.
Right.
So it doesn't mean you can't eat pizza. It's just that don't make that your thing. Like, that's what you do, you know. I think everything in moderation is good. I mean, we just need to not overdo anything. And like the doctor said, you know, like with alcohol, you know, we have our first sip of wine or something, or, you know, first half a glass or whatever, and you feel tipsy and stuff. But after a while, when you've been doing it for a while, it takes a lot more to get you there. And before you know it, that becomes your norm. You're drinking a lot more. That's what happened to drug addicts. They want to feel the way they felt when they first got high, and they keep going back for more and keep going back for more until they kill themselves. And so we have to really think about what we're doing and not just do what we're doing. Think about it. Like, make it make sense to you. You know, Don, you have any thoughts on this before we move on?
Oh, man, I just, you know, I'm just kind of just piggyback off of what you're saying as far as just be healthy and, yeah, check with your doctor, you know, to before you get into any type of strenuous activity as far as, you know, that starting point. Just don't go in, you know, 0 to 100. You have to, you know, do it in moderation. But again, at the same time, make sure, again, stay healthy and make sure you follow, you know, what your personal, your physician, what that directs you to, but advises you. So.
Okay. That's good. Now, also another thing that came in was they say that eating one garlic a day is good for your health. You know, garlic, you know, but they also said that, but it's very sharp and it tastes, you know, and it's just not for everybody, right? So, you know, but they do have unscented garlic that you can get. I'm not sure if it is as potent as, you know, regular mm-hmm. garlic, you know, but I don't think anything is as fresh as, you know, the actual plant itself. But the word was root that the Asian lady was talking about, that they eat a lot of roots, different types of roots. So, because it keeps popping in my head now. So that must be it. And so I was like, okay. And they eat lightly. They eat a lot of fish as well. And so eating fish is really good. Turmeric is good for you too, is what I just saw. So guys, we need to just love ourselves so that we can be around to love others longer. And, what kind of root is the question? I'm not sure what kind of root, but I think that I saw someone posted about roots over here. Anybody know what kind of roots are good for you? Anybody have any ideas? Please share.
Ginger root.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah, that ginger root is good for you. And I think that, you know, and anything that you're getting from this show, do your research and make sure that what we're sharing with you is right, please, because we're not doctors. We're just people that are just trying to look out for each other. So plant-based and Asian diet, okay? So that's plant-based and Asian diet. So let me see. Anyway, so there you go. That's the end of that segment, and we got about 43 minutes left in the show. Don Fleming's going to take over at this point. I just threw it in his lap. But,
yeah, you just threw it.
Hold on one second. What is
but
that?
But you can start us off, you know, going to some music. I know it's you're the man, so
Lotus? Lotus root. Okay. Here, just here, read
lotus
that.
Root. Yes.
Yeah. Read,
yes.
Hold on. She's going to read
that.
Okay. Read it, Richard.
Hi there. Well, lotus root is widely used in a lot of Asian recipes, and it's really known for its nutrients and health benefits. The root plant itself is extremely versatile. It can be in your snacks. Healthy snacks as sides in a main dish and even in dessert. So, you know, I think you need to think about what type of roots would be good for you. And Wardell did mention that an Asian food shelf is a lot of fish, and that fish in and of itself is a very, very healthy.
Okay.
When you talk about the delicious and healthy Asian vegetables, don't forget Chinese cabbage, and there's all different kinds of varieties, and radish, and the taro root, as well as the lotus root.
Taro root.
T-A-R-O.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And as Wardell mentioned, don't forget that garlic.
Okay. All righty. So taro root. Boy, it sounds like a taro. So, all right. So I think we're getting healthy. I feel better already just talking about it, man. And so there are certain people that can't take can't take certain things. That's why you should check with your doctor before you just go off of what we say. You know, we're just throwing things out there to try to help each other. And but if you have any thoughts, we're listening. We're listening. So. Oh, thanks, Greg. Posted on the page about the locust root. So, anyway, and if you guys want to post some stuff, please feel free to go to Solar Records Radio group page and post it, man. That, we that's good for us. We need to be healthy around here. So listen, guys, we're gonna get going. Okay. Anyway, so I'm getting ready to get going here, and it's time to get the ball rolling. You guys put on your dance shoes. Get that cardiovascular system moving. Don's doing something over there. He sounds like he's playing video games or something. I don't know what he's doing.
No. Do you hear anything in the background?
Yep.
No, it's quiet. It's quiet over here. I think you got something going on over there. Because I have nothing going on over here. No, no. Go ahead. Talk to the people, man. We ready for some music?
Yeah, we're ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? You want me to start it off? I can start it off.
Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
You want to start it off?
Yeah.
Well, I'll start it off, and I'll finish it.
Oh, listen.
No, I don't mean it like that.
And I'll finish it. It sounds like a good
argument. And I'll finish.
You started it. Yeah, you started off. Okay, all right. All right, guys. Well, anyway, thanks for tuning in today. Solar Records Radio, and thanks for being a blessing. Thanks to Dr. Cherokee for sharing that information with us, and what a blessing, and thank you so much, guys. So we got to get going now. Everybody got their shoes on? Uh-oh, I see more. All right, so, guys, I see more postings coming up about, you know, the different types of roots. So here we go. We're being blessed by the members of Solar.
People are really engaging. Folks are really engaging, and I think that's an amazing thing, man. People are really engaging in these type of conversations because, again, what is the most important thing in your life is your health, you know,
Absolutely.
And family, and it all is all connected. Whether you think it's, you know, when people say, well, it's family, it's my religion, you know, my spirituality, things like that. And it all goes to your health and the type of person that you want to be, you want to represent, you want to have your body, you know, you want to have the mindset, it has to correlate with your body and vice versa. So, but anyway, man, I this is an amazing, you know what? I am in the system now.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead. We got about another 37 minutes left of the show.
Right.
So I'm going to start off with a little house music. I want to take you guys back to 1989. This is music from Inner City. The name of the song is called Gut Life. Yes, Solar Wants to Dance. Wardell Potts, Don Fleming. Let's go, guys.
Let's go.
I know you wanna go, it's a good life. Hey, 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 yeah. I don't wanna stand around and beg you, just don't say no. No, no. Life.
relationship is withering. Don't walk away from me, come hither and listen. Cause I speak straight up, so let it check. Sorry baby, but your man ain't all that. Before you verbally stomp me, just wait a sec and explain why you're always looking wrecked. By now any other lady would've just had it, looking depressed and battered, shattered. Dreams of you two being the perfect item. The feelings you have, try to fight them. Cause your man's a conniver, so stay alert. Mark my words, you're gonna get hurt. Does a man abuse you physically or mentally? Change when I was slavery, you need to be free. So,
you need to swing my way, my way.
He thinks that he's an owl. Your eye is puffy, your jaw is swollen. You shouldn't be smacked, you made the cuddle and holding. Caressing snow like a teddy bear. His attitude's changed, begin to put fear in your heart. But you depart from being afraid. Many thoughts of leaving were crushed, so you stayed. Saying what he did before, he won't do again. He wants more of a lover and less of a friend. Catch my drift, you put to the test though. You're refusing, is struck with a left blow. He tells you in a friend way, that's what you get for rejecting your man. Hey, now you're crying on the floor. Your man's no damn good. Need I say more?
So baby, you need to swing my way, my way. Do your right in a fly way, fly way.
Talking marriage and settling down, but I could treat you much better than that clown. No matter what I say, you still seem to protect him. No matter the amount of times you hit, you respect him. Damn, if you only knew how much affection could be given to you. If you roll the right way, which is my way, forget what your so-called boyfriend might say. You're too good for his time. Widen your horizons and focus your mind on a real man. I won't sweat you or keep stressing it. I'll buy your clothes, we'll pay your rent, it's kind of pressing it. So tell me, who do you choose? Here's an ultimatum, he's a winner, he's a loser.
I want you.
Baby.
listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, Solar wants to dance. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Of course, Wardell Potts Jr. had to step out momentarily, so I am filling in on this segment for him. Of course, you know, that's my partner anyway, so it's okay to do that. That was music from Shantae Savage from 1993. Beautiful song called Bet You Never Find. And, of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Prince Marky D, the late, great Prince Marky D of the Fat Boys. He was one-third of the Fat Boys. He was the light-skinned one. Of course, we lost him, if I'm not mistaken, earlier in the year. Of course, rest in peace to Prince Marky D from 1993. Also, yes, also 1993 from the album Prince Marky D and the Soul Convention. Typical Reasons, Swing My Way. And, of course, started off the block, gave you a little house vibe from 1989, music from Inner City. Name of the song is called Good Life. Got about another 22 minutes left of the show. We're going to say our goodbyes. I got another block in me, so I want to go ahead and just keep the music going. Of course, this is Solar Wants to Dance, so it's only fair to play some good music that gets you into your cardiovascular and all that good stuff. But let's keep this music going. Take you back 1982. This is music from Cameo. Name of the song is called Flirt. You guys keep it locked right here because Solar wants to dance.
You're listening to Solar Wants to Dance. Of course, this is Solar Records Radio. I had to hook that up. That's a little Philly funk from the group The Ritchie Family from 1982, I'll Do My Best. Before that, I had to hook up little Vicky D, some roller skating music right there to get you off your seat. This Beat Is Mine from 1981. Of course, I love that song. That is an amazing song. I used to roller skate to it, so it's only fair to play a roller skate jam that I used to roller skate to. And of course, started off the block from 1982 from the album Alligator Woman, Cameo, and Flirt. And going back to the Ritchie Family, man, Ritchie Family, of course, straight out of Philadelphia, created by the late, great Jacques Morali. Jacques Morali, of course, created the Village People. So there's a little little correlation there, a little 6 degrees, 2 degrees of separation. But, of course, those love beautiful, beautiful sisters, man. Amazing talent. Of course, rest in peace to Jacques Morali. Of course, he passed away, about, if I'm not mistaken, about 30 years ago. But, of course, he passed on to the AIDS complications. But it definitely left a mark on, of course, the Village People still out there doing it. And hopefully we can get the Ritchie Family back out, those young ladies out to do what they do. But we got about another 5 minutes left of the show. But Wardell, man, close it out for me, man. I appreciate you lending me the pole position to kind of lead off and play some music for you. While, you know, but definitely serious talk earlier about, you know, dementia and diabetes and these things that we need to definitely take heed to as far as our health, because that's the most important thing right now. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's all good, and you're very welcome. I'm glad to do it, because we all need to be responsible to ourselves in that way. So, guys, we love you and appreciate you, and we thank you for everything that you do, hanging out with us and being a blessing to Solar Records Radio, correcting us and guiding us and giving us, sharing your wisdom with us. We appreciate you. Thanks, Greg, so much for your amazing flyers. You always do. Thanks for letting everyone know that they need to look and talk to their doctors before they take any advice from us personalities
here
on Solar Records Radio. We are just doing our best to be our best, and want to wish the best for you. And Astrid, thank you so much for posting. We appreciate you, sweetheart. Glad you had a good time last night out there with Tony. And guys, we want to just let you know, we just would pray that you have a blessed and beautiful rest of your weekend. Thanks for choosing Solar Records Radio to hang out with, as you have many other choices. So you guys take care. Thanks, Don Fleming, for being the blessing that you always are. And you guys take care, and we'll catch you tomorrow as I will be doing the show praising. We're going to be praising the Lord together on Solar Records Radio. All right? Good night. God bless, and take care. This is The Whispers.